Tango, the dance genre shaped by European and African culture whose exact origins are in part lost in myth and unrecorded history. One plausible theory suggests that tango came to be in the mid-1800s, with the enslaved Africans transported to Argentina. They would, with their descendants over time, begin to influence the local culture. Other folkloric notions say, not so fast. The word tango may be of African in origin, translated in English as closed place or reserved ground, or it may be a word derived from Portuguese, shaped from Latin, liberated by Africans during their long and arduous journeys on slave ships. Descubrimos vos y yo en el triste carnaval una música brutal, melodías de dolor. It is equally feasible that the tango evolved from on-land intermixing of African, Spanish, Italian, British, Polish, Russian, and native-born Argentinas, resulting in a melting pot of cultures where each liberally borrowed dance and music from one another. Some even hold that the traditional polkas, waltzes, and mazurkas that were mixed with famous habanero from Cuba and the candombe rhythms unique to Africa helped shape the more modernistic tango birthed in poor districts in Buenos Aires and Montevideo. At the outset, the tango is said to have been just one of many dances in Argentina, first played at underground gatherings in the overcrowded urban areas of Buenos Aires. Nonetheless, it rapidly became popular throughout society as it spread like many dance forms to the more affluent parts of life, aligned with European immigrants, Italians, Spanish, and the French. The tango came to be a fundamental expression of Argentine culture, dating back to the 1890s along the Rio de la Plata, the border between Argentina and Uruguay. Early artists like Carlos Gardel and many, many others, notably the legendary Astor Piazzolla and his first quinteto, ushered in a fresh interpretation and performance approach to the traditional tango. He termed it Nueva Tango, an experimental fusion of tango with Eurocentric classical music, elements of North American jazz, extended harmonies, and a splash of dissonance. Over time, a number of ensembles have emerged around the globe where tango, displayed on ballroom dance floors, showcase just how broadly the dance has evolved. Today, tango is popular worldwide as a highly celebrated musical expression, where the color and style of one's dance shoes is almost as critical as dancing the tango itself. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.